It's time for Marshall Wealth Radio with Mike Marshall. Mike specializes in servicing his clients' overall financial needs, including asset management, retirement planning, estate planning, and insurance planning. And now, your host of Marshall Wealth Radio, Rod Fritz.
This is Marshall Wealth Radio, and I'm Rod Fritz. Along with Mike Marshall, he's the CEO and the founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And you can reach Mike at 857-342-1030. You can reach him right now on this program. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rod. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that at the end of last week you didn't feel so great.
Well, you know, there was a little bug going around, and I think I got bit by it.
Yeah.
And it happens. You know, it's not COVID or anything like that. It's just one of these bad colds that everybody gets once in a while. And once it hits the family,
forget about
it. It goes through everybody.
I have the same issue with our grandchildren. I mean, they go to school and they bring home all the germs, and then we have Easter holiday and everybody gets sick.
Absolutely, yeah. I know that feeling too. You know, I wanted to start the program off this week, Mike, with some of the news headlines that we're dealing with. Obviously, we're still dealing with inflation. And one of the causes of inflation could be this story that Chinese carriers are shipping more empty containers than full ones out of U.S. West Coast ports.
Correct. It's a lingering situation with cargo coming in from other parts of the world and then cargo going back out. You can tell that the exports for this country are very low because most of those containers are going back 35-40% empty. So that's not a good situation. And the supply and demand continue to rule the price world.
Of course, the biggest shipper out of China is Costco. That's COSCO, not to be confused with the store that you might see down the street. Two top carriers that transported more empty containers than loaded U.S. exports out of the port of Los Angeles. That's the big port. We saw the ships that were sitting out off the coast.
Yeah, the parking lot.
And they're still there.
No, I know. There are many ships still out in the ocean. And the reason is because they can't come in and be unloaded. They either don't have the machine operators or the truck drivers or the laborers to take care of what needs to be done. So they're doing it at a snail's pace as opposed to regular pace, which now is driving inflation right through the moon.
Well, 8.5%, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, at least for the month of March. That was one of the highest consumer price indexes ever, and certainly was the highest in decades. And it's a big effect when you are on a fixed income and you go into the store to buy something. And last week it was a dollar, and this week it's $1.40.
Right. And it's not like you're buying more. You're just buying enough, just the same amount you bought last year at this time. So it's frustrating because people who are on a fixed income, so retirees, they do not have another option in terms of supplemental income. So every dime, every increase in that inflation brings hits the bone for the retiree and the person living on fixed income.
And this is where you come in.
Absolutely. What we do is that we go through the client situation. We assess their situation, look at what's going on. We take what I call a financial X-ray. And then we determine what we can do or what things we can put into effect that would alleviate some of the pressure that inflation is causing.
You know, the other thing that's going through the roof is gasoline and people driving and car parts. People who are buying used cars or new cars, for that matter, are finding they're a lot more expensive now than they were 6 months ago.
The phenomenon with cars is incredible. So what's happening is if you bought a new car in 2018, you could drive it for 3 years and literally sell it back to the firm you bought it from for more money than you paid originally, which is just incredible. I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of the auto world in this country.
I don't know, but this brings an interesting question to you. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, the problem is you have to replace the car.
Right.
You know, so with inventory so low, and I mean, I've heard people say it's taking up to 8 months to get a new car, because when you go into a dealership now, there isn't 25, 35, 55 cars on the lot for you to look at. You have to go in and order the car, and then they'll tell you how long it'll take to manufacture, and that's usually 6 to 8 weeks after that date is when you'll actually get the car.
Yeah, but they still haven't stopped car commercials on television, though.
No, they haven't, because they want you to order the cars.
Ah.
In other words, imagine a restaurant that didn't have any food, so you would have to call ahead and order the food, and then you would go eat there once the food was made.
Yeah.
Same idea.
This is Marshall Wealth Radio, speaking with Mike Marshall, the CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management. You can reach Mike at 857-342-1030. Also on his website at marshallwealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, wealth.com. And you have a Facebook page.
We do.
Yeah. And a lot of information comes out on that Facebook page.
A lot of information on the Facebook page and the website specifically, marshallwealth.com. We have some amazing educational and informational material that you can print out and keep, no cost or obligation.
Excellent, excellent. You know, we're kind of getting off track here. I wanted to get back here about inflation and the financial news and how it hits people who not only are on a fixed income, but also those people who got a raise last year of, say, 2%, yet inflation is 8%.
Right. And that's not uncommon at all. I mean, you see the, you know, people getting raises that don't even cover the inflation rate. And so it's a futile effort. I mean, it helps, certainly, if you're getting a raise, but it doesn't usually take care of the entire deficit.
So what do you do to help people get through this situation?
Well, after we take the financial x-ray and look at their situation, I mean, we have advised clients on all sorts of different remedies. I mean, one of them that we recently talked to a client about was the true cost of owning two automobiles. I mean, they were both, you know, worth money. The automobiles were not old. They were functioning fine. And with the sale price of automobiles now, I said to them, you know, let's think about whether or not you really need two automobiles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's expensive to own two automobiles, right?
Right. Yeah. You have a lot of taxes, right?
Well, think about the journey to go purchase an automobile.
Okay.
Right? First of all, is the purchase price, all right? Or if you don't buy it outright, there's a car payment every month.
Mm-hmm.
On top of the car payment or the purchase price, you're going to pay sales tax, right?
Right.
And then once you own the car, you'll pay excise tax, gasoline tax, auto insurance, license, registration, inspection sticker, and then the maintenance and repairs.
Hey, here's a crazy question involving sales tax, okay? If I buy a car in New Hampshire or Rhode Island and pay sales tax in those states, but I live in Massachusetts, do I still have to pay sales tax in Massachusetts?
No, you will pay excise tax for keeping it in Massachusetts.
Okay.
But the sales tax would be paid to the state in which you buy the car.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. And Massachusetts is one of the few states, isn't it, that has the excise tax?
I believe it is. There are still a few states that have it, but most have done away with it.
Yeah.
Most have, yeah.
Well, but we're not going to do away with it here for sure.
Well, we're not going to do away with the state income tax no. either, trust
you know,
me.
You know, you talk about the cost of owning two automobiles compared to one. And lately, the biggest, I would think, cost is gasoline.
Correct.
Because who can afford an electrical vehicle?
No. I mean, gasoline, most of our clients do not own electric vehicles yet. They're just not there, you know?
Yeah, they need to lower that price.
Yeah.
Before the average American can own an electrical vehicle. It's just, I mean, if you're making $50,000 to $85,000 a year as your income, you're not going to be able to afford an electric vehicle.
No, and that's not the only issue with electric vehicles. One of the big issues is charging it. How do we charge it?
Right.
How long it takes to charge, the locations you can charge and where you can't charge. And so we already know that our electrical grid in this country is being taxed major in terms of the electrical usage.
Mm-hmm.
To think that we are going to suddenly bring in, 10 million electric vehicles that need to be charged on a daily or weekly basis and add that to the stress on the grid, it's just simply not going to happen. So we've got some issues to work out before these electric vehicles become mainstream.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, if I ever owned an electric vehicle, say within the next year, and I'm driving along and I realize that I've gone 450 miles without a charge, I have to find a place to charge this car real soon. I don't know if AAA or any of the other companies that, service automobiles along the roadway have portable chargers.
I don't either. That's a great question, but I would imagine it's much like if you were running out of gas. You've got to find the next gas station. Well, in this case, you've got to find the next charging station.
Yeah, well, the gas stations are a lot more plentiful than charging stations.
They certainly are, and that's probably the number one concern is that, if we create all these vehicles that need to be charged, how are we going to charge them?
Right. Yeah, and that's something that you would talk to a prospective client about if they would give you a call at 857-342-1030. Look you up on Facebook.
Yes.
And it's Marshall Wealth Management. If you go to Facebook and search Marshall Wealth Management, that's how you find your Facebook page with all the pretty pictures that you have on your Facebook page.
They did a wonderful job on the Facebook page. They really did.
They actually did. And they did a wonderful job on your website, too, which is marshallwealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, wealth.com. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio. I'm Rod Fritz along with Mike Marshall. And coming up, we're going to meet a lady who is about to retire,
mm-hmm.
and some advice and things that you have done with her as a client of yours.
That's right. A little real-life case study.
Real-life case study coming up next right here on WRKO.
Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide diverse financial services and work hard to earn and maintain your trust so that you are confident with their recommendations, suggestions, and guidance. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com to schedule your personal, no-cost, no-obligation meeting with Mike Marshall or to attend an upcoming Taxes in Retirement educational workshop. Marshall Wealth Management workshops focus on understanding the impact that taxes may have on your retirement income. Workshop topics include how to tap into your retirement accumulations and make the most of your income streams, how to determine which investments could help build an income-producing portfolio, plus strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Marshall Wealth Management educational workshops are April 12th and 14th at 11 a.m. at Luca Restaurant in Rockland. Reserve your seat today. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. That's 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com.
You're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio. I'm Rod Fritz along with Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management. He's with me here on the program every Sunday on WRKO, and welcome back again.
Thank you, Rod. It's great to be here. I want to thank RKO for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. Great radio station. And I wanted to talk to you, we mentioned before the break about a young lady who came to you recently and is now one of your clients.
Yes. And she actually was already a client.
Okay. But she already was a client. Yeah. This is even better.
Yeah.
This is even a better case study than I thought. But her name is Jill.
Yeah, and we named her Jill.
I would like you to introduce us to Jill.
All right. So I want everyone to meet Jill, even though that is not her real name. We changed her name.
Okay.
But
to protect the innocent.
To protect the innocent. So Jill is a client that's been with me about 15 years, and she is now at the stage of her life where she wanted to retire. So she gave us a call, and I congratulated her on her pending retirement date, which was going to be January 1, 2022. And this call was in, I think, August or September of 21. So I said, well, that's fantastic. She said, yeah, I'm excited. And, you know, we set up a review meeting to look at how she was going to receive her retirement income sources and whatnot. And she said, I really need a new car in retirement, but I don't want a car payment.
Hmm.
So I said, well, all right, well, we can try to figure out where we can withdraw enough money to pay for the car without killing you in taxes.
Right.
So she suggested that she just withdraw the $50,000 for the car from the inherited IRA that her mom had left her. And off the bat, you would think, yeah, you know, mom probably would have loved the fact that she could buy her daughter a new car with the money that she left her.
Exactly.
It's kind of cool, right?
Yes.
But when we looked at it and we realized the tax implications of Jill taking out $50,000 from a taxable account, we quickly realized that we need to look at some alternatives and still allow her to buy the car without a car payment.
So it's not as simple as it sounds.
No, it's not. And the reason it's not as simple as it sounds is because anytime you're trying to avoid taxes, you need to get creative and you need to dig deeper than just grabbing the first remedy off the top. I'm going to back up and let you know that you really need to understand Jill's situation in order for this to make sense. So,
right.
Jill is a nurse, and she was making $145,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is now she calls me in August or September of 21. We know through our retirement planning that Jill's income is going to drop from $145,000 to $80,000 in retirement, and she's good with that. Her expenses are low. She did a really nice job paying down her mortgage. So she's got like another year left on her mortgage, and then she'll be mortgage free.
And these are things that you helped her with too, because she already has been a client of yours.
Right. So a long time ago, we put her Marshall Plan in place.
Ah, okay.
And then what we've done every year since then is adjust and make the Marshall Plan adhere to changes that were happening in her life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so here she is at this stage where she needs a new car, but she doesn't want a payment, and we know she's going to retire.
Right.
So what we quickly realized was that Jill was going to need to withdraw $65,600 from Mom's IRA to have $50,000 left over to pay for the car.
How does that work?
The other $15,600 is going to be due in taxes because, don't forget, she's still working. She's making $145,000. If we withdraw another $65,600 on top of that, that brings Jill's taxable income in 2021 to $210,600.
Mm-hmm.
What she's done now, Rod, she has moved herself up into the next tax bracket. She's now paying 24% on the distribution. So we said to her, listen, what we think we can do is the following. Let's get a car loan from the dealership at 1.9% with a payment of $874.20 each month for 5 years. She said, Michael, I told you I don't want a car loan.
Right.
I want no payment in retirement. So I said, I understand. Stay with me. We will distribute your October, November, and December payments from Mom's inherited IRA in 2021. That'll create a 2021 tax bill of $314.71. As soon as you retire, on January 1 of 2022, when your income drops to $80,000, we will then go in and withdraw the balance due on the car and the taxes due from that withdrawal. So we would take $48,000 out of the account to pay off the car.
Right.
The taxes due on the $48,000 are going to be taxed at the 12% bracket now. Because of the fact that she's down to $80,000 in income instead of $145,000.
Right.
So the taxes and the distribution total tax for the second option of the financing and then paying it off is $67,650.
Mm-hmm.
Versus her original tax bill of $15,600, she's got a tax savings of over $8,000, $8,835 to be exact.
That is amazing.
And that is just from being creative and knowing the rules and getting Jill to look at something in a different perspective, something she probably wouldn't have done on her own.
So explain to me, I know you did it once, but, you know, my brain doesn't work as fast as a lot of other people's brain.
No worries.
All right, so she doesn't want a car payment.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you told her that you were going to take out a car loan each of $874.20 each month for 5 years, but yet you ended up paying it off in 3 months. Is that right?
Right, because when you go to take the loan from the car dealership,
yeah,
they'll give you their financing package. It's a 4 or 5 year package, whatever it is.
Right.
You can't say I want a 3 month loan.
Okay. You'd like to be able to. Yeah. Well, maybe not, but okay.
Yeah. So those lease packages and those purchase packages come, you know, whatever. But my point is that we never intended to keep the loan for 5 years.
Right.
We had always anticipated that once 2022 rolled around and Jill's income dropped to $80,000 instead of $145,000, then we could withdraw those funds at a lower tax rate, which is the equivalent in this case of an $8,835 savings.
Yeah, that's terrific. That is good to know.
She was very, very happy, let's put it that way.
I'm very happy just listening to the story.
Well, the thing is,
case study.
You know, Jill accomplished what she wanted, which was a new car for retirement.
Correct.
Without a car loan.
Yeah.
Well, she got it.
Yeah.
She just got it in a tax-efficient way.
And she saved $8,835 in taxes.
Yeah.
You know?
Happens all the time.
You know, and that's fantastic. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you can do that too by giving Mike a call and explaining to him that you would like to go over his plan. That's the Marshall Plan that he would be happy to discuss with you at 857-342-1030. 857-342-1030. You can also check out what Mike does if you want, kind of behind his back. MarshallWealth.com. That's his website, right? Marshall with two L's, wealth.com. And if you're into social media, you have a Facebook page.
Right. We have a Facebook page. You can contact us on the Facebook
page. Do you have comments on the Facebook page and stuff? People can comment about stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's some great content on there as well. There's some very, very good material on the Facebook page as
well. So we've discussed the case study here. We're going to have another case study next week.
Yes.
Which will be a different topic, right?
Exactly. We'll try to do one a week, and these will be real-life case studies of actual situations that we've worked with clients on to help resolve the situation or the issue in the best way possible.
And you know what I forgot to mention at the top of the program here is that every week here on Marshall Wealth Radio, we're going to have, from Mike Marshall himself, a tip of the week.
That's right.
Now, we're not going to do the tip of the week right now.
No.
It's called a radio tease.
Right.
You know, it's coming up a little bit later on in the program what the tip of the week is going to be.
All right.
And every week, you're going to have a tip.
I'll be ready when you are.
Which is why we're going to call it the tip of the week. Right here. On Marshall Wealth Radio. You want to talk to Mike, give him a call, 857-342-1030. Check him out online, the website, MarshallWealth.com, Marshall with two L's, wealth.com. And also, he has a Facebook page. You know, we talked about saving money here, Mike.
Mm.
But, you know, this past week, you know, it was tax day in Massachusetts.
That's right.
Day after Patriots Day.
Time to pay the tax, man.
Yeah, so how much taxes does the IRS take out of Social Security and stuff like that?
Well, it depends on your overall income, and everybody's situation is different. But, I mean, if you think back, the tax that we pay on every dollar that we earn in this country, and specifically, if you live in Massachusetts, you're also paying a state income tax. So that's called icing on the cake, Rod.
Okay. Well, hang on to that thought, because we're going to discuss that when we return, along with a number of other topics right here on Marshall Wealth Radio. I'm Rod Fritz with Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management, 857-342-1030, and MarshallWealth.com, Marshall with two L's. Which is important when you go to, you know, the World Wide Web. MarshallWealth.com. And he also has a Facebook page for those of you who are into social media. And that would be some of the younger folks. And it's very encouraging for Mike. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mike, but for younger folks to check out that Facebook page and see what they can do to save money down the line.
Time value of money, Rod.
Absolutely. We'll be back on WRKO. Welcome back. This is Marshall Wealth Radio, and I'm Rod Fritz. Joining me is Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management. And you can check Mike out at MarshallWealth.com. That's his website, Marshall, two L's, and 857-342-1030. You know, before the break, Mike, we were just, you know, touching the tip of the iceberg here with taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week, well, it was, you know, the deadline to file. And the IRS is going to tax whatever they can of all of our hard-earned money.
Yes, they are. Every dollar of it. And in Massachusetts, they're going to take their piece as well.
Uh-huh. So what's up?
Well, I mean, think about the journey of an earned dollar in Massachusetts, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, you're going to pay federal income tax on that dollar.
Right.
And you're going to pay state income tax on the dollar, okay? Whatever's left over, if you save it, you're going to pay taxes on the interest you made, right? If you invest it, you're going to pay taxes on the dividends capital gains. If you spend it, you're going to pay a sales tax. And if you pass it on, you're going to pay estate taxes. So when you think about the impact of taxes on your money, it cannot be understated. It has to be something that is at the forefront of your mind when it comes to doing your financial retirement income planning.
And as you discussed in one of our previous segments here on the program today, you saved Jill a lot of money in taxes, which is what we're talking about here. And people can save money, prospective clients, if they give you a call and check out their own Marshall plan.
They really can. And I think the first key is to get organized.
Yeah.
And really let us take an in-depth dive, a financial x-ray, if you will, on what your situation is today so that we can show you what can or cannot be done to improve your situation going forward.
Right. 857-342-1030. 857-342-1030. Give Mike Marshall a call. You know, Mike, I want to move on here and talk about something that I've heard you talk about before on the program, and that's the sequence of returns during retirement.
That's right.
And I'm curious as to what you're talking about.
Well, the sequence of returns, it's really a phenomenon, and it occurs during the accumulation phase of life and the distribution phase of life. So if you think about people that are in their early 20s or early 30s saving for retirement, those folks, until they get to retirement age, which is about 65, those folks are in the accumulation phase.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
They're looking for growth. They're looking for exponential growth. And they're willing to accept a lot of risk to get the growth because they know long term that it will pay off for them to be in that position versus being ultra conservative. And that's all good while you're young. Growth is what you want when you're young. However, once you build your nest egg and you get to the point in life where you're all done with the accumulation phase, meaning age, say, 65, I throw that out there just as a general age for retirement.
Well, that's a good general age. I mean, I think most people look at the age of 65 as a year that they're targeting retirement, even though they may not retire until they're 72, 73.
I'm seeing a lot of my clients, they're retiring from their primary profession that they've done for 25, 35 years, but they're not laying on the couch watching TV. They're
right
out there, they're doing something that they enjoy.
Yeah. Sure, sure. All right, let's get back to the sequence of return risk.
Okay, so we've taken our clients from age 30 to age 65. They are now ready to retire. They want to start looking at some various retirement income strategies and whatnot. But remember, before they can cross over from the accumulation phase to what I call the protection and distribution phase, they've got to do something called transition planning.
Ooh. That's
sounds important, doesn't it?
It does.
Let me tell you.
Transition planning.
It's probably the most important planning you'll do for the rest of your life if you're 65, because what transition planning does is it takes your growth portfolio and transitions it from growth to protection and tax-efficient distribution. Because let's face it, once we get into our retirement years, the distribution of the income and the safety of the nest egg is of paramount importance. No longer is growth your primary objective. And so what happens is people do not realize they need to transition their portfolios, and they can get stuck in a situation where they roll over the nest egg. It's primarily still geared for growth. They didn't do any transition planning. The markets have two or three down years to start their retirement. And of course, they're pulling the income out every year. They got to pay their bills.
Correct.
But their value is dropping in addition to them pulling the money out to live. The problem is, Rod, if you have 2 or 3 years of that at the start, you will never recover.
Really?
You will never recover. And we have all kinds of illustrations and charts that'll show you what we're talking about. As a matter of fact, I'm going to find out if we can get this on the website so that folks can go on and look at the charts. But it's just an incredible phenomenon. And what I try to tell clients is that, listen, you're going to get one chance to do your transition planning. If you don't do your transition planning, I'm not saying you won't be okay. You may be if you get a good market. But if you get a bad market, you will absolutely run out of money during retirement.
So what do you mean I'm going to run out of money? How do you run out of money?
Well, you can run out of money, certainly, because if your nest egg is being depleted by, say, 5% a year at, say, $800,000, that's $40,000 a year. If you're pulling that out for expenses, plus the value of the holdings in the account are dropping, then what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to take out less money at 5% because your nest egg is no longer $600,000 or $800,000. It's now $500,000. So that's where your income drops permanently for all time. And that's something that people need to be aware of.
So in transition planning, what do you help prospective clients, or clients for that matter, do to make the right decision?
The first thing we do is, as I had mentioned earlier, is we'll do an X-ray, an in-depth dive on everything they've got going on. And we'll talk to them about where their risk level flies in terms of a stress test. We'll stress test their portfolio and say, okay, did you realize that at a 20% market correction, your portfolio is in line to drop this much?
Hmm.
Or your portfolio is intended to decline this much? So they have to find a comfort zone in retirement where they're willing to watch their nest egg fluctuate. Because remember, if you don't have a transition portfolio and you're still in your growth portfolio, it doesn't take long in a bad market for the prices to drop to the point where you'll never recover.
And you really need that transitional planning in order to keep the funds where they belong in your portfolio.
Right, because it's just too risky to go into retirement without doing any kind of transition planning and adjusting the risk tolerance. That's really what you're doing. You're adjusting the risk tolerance during the sequence, during the distribution phase, because you cannot afford that nest egg to get damaged.
Yeah, but nobody has a crystal ball. They don't know what Wall Street's going to do.
That's correct, and that's why I always recommend, listen, if you do the planning, then you've taken care of business and you shouldn't have to worry. But if you don't do the planning, there's a 50% chance that if the market doesn't do well the first two, three years of retirement, that you will definitely damage your nest egg to the point where you will not be able to supplement your income with as much money.
So it's a good idea for people to talk with you, and that would be by calling 857-342-1030, and perhaps discussing what is in their portfolio
right
during their
the accumulation phase right
before they get on to the distribution phase.
Right, and the accumulation phase, it doesn't matter the sequence of returns. The sequence of returns can come in any way different, and at the end of the phase, from 40 to, say, 65, as long as the returns were the same, even though they came in a different sequence, with no withdrawals, both A and B would have the same amount of money at age 65.
Hmm. And it's important, I think, for people to actually see these charts because it really puts it into perspective.
Right. It's a difficult subject to discuss if you're not looking at the charts I'm looking at. But you can rest assured that if you don't do do transition planning, you're subjecting yourself to risk and volatility and damaging your nest egg beyond repair.
Yeah, risk
and
that you don't need.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah, exactly. Risk you don't need.
It's not necessary that you put your nest egg at risk during retirement.
Yeah.
And so if you haven't taken the step, I'm going to urge you to do so, whether it's with our firm or another firm. You need to do your transition planning if you're 2 to 3 to 5 years from retirement.
Well, you mentioned you're going to hopefully get some of these charts back up on your website so people can look at them and find out exactly what that transition planning will do. And that's MarshallWealth.com, Marshall with two L's, MarshallWealth.com. Or you can just call Mike, at 857-342-1030. You're listening to Marshall Wealth Radio, and we have the tip of the week coming up, you know, in our next segment, Mike.
It's a good one, too.
Really?
Oh, game changer.
I wish I knew what it was. Oh, I'm going to find out.
Yes,
next on WRKO.
Marshall Wealth Management is a group of experienced financial professionals that provide diverse financial services and work hard to earn and maintain your trust so that you are confident with their recommendations, suggestions, and guidance. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com to schedule your personal, no-cost, no-obligation meeting with Mike Marshall or to attend an upcoming Taxes in Retirement educational workshop. Marshall Wealth Management workshops focus on understanding the impact that taxes may have on your retirement income. Workshop topics include how to tap into your retirement accumulations and make the most of your income streams, how to determine which investments could help build an income-producing portfolio, plus strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. Marshall Wealth Management educational workshops are April 12th and 14th at 11 a.m. at Luca Restaurant in Rockland. Reserve your seat today. Call 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com. That's 857-342-1030 or visit marshallwealth.com.
Welcome back to Marshall Wealth Radio, and I'm Rod Fritz on WRKO with Mike Marshall, CEO, founder of Marshall Wealth Management. 857-342-1030 is the phone number to reach Mike. So, you know, very quickly here, before we get to the topic I wanted to discuss with you in this segment of the program, but, you know, we give out this phone number all the time, and we just happened to discuss this off of the air before the program. 857-342-1030. People call you. What do you tell them when they call? I mean, they're out of the blue, for example.
Right.
What happens?
Most people want information, or they have questions, specific questions that we'll work with them with. And then once we've been able to help them with the information they want or the question that they had, we will ask them, you know, questions like, have you done your estate planning? You know,
okay.
Have you looked at the titling and assets, the beneficiaries, and making sure that your estate is probate-free? Because nobody wants that.
Or they might even say, you know, I heard on your program, I heard on WRKO, you talking about a portfolio.
Right.
And do I have a portfolio?
It's really a fancy word for your account. You know, your portfolio is simply what you own for investments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I think it's an industry term more than a layman's term.
Really?
But all it really means is what holdings you have inside your account. What kind of a portfolio of shoes do you have, Rod?
Or assets? Is that part of a portfolio?
Correct. Your assets are in the portfolio,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about assets is that there is a specific way you want to own these assets, which brings us pretty much into the tip of the week.
Oh, I was just going to say, what is the tip of the week?
Well, like I said, it's a good one. So I meet with people all the time,
mm-hmm.
and people don't realize in general, the importance of titling on their accounts. So they'll come in, they'll show me their accounts, and I'll see that a lot of their accounts might be owned individually, especially checking and savings, right? Usually you don't have a joint owner or anybody on your checking and savings. Sometimes people have their individual name on their deed on their house, which is very dangerous, right? People don't update their beneficiaries. Something happens in their life that warrants a change in the beneficiary, but they, for whatever reason, they don't get it done. So when we meet with clients, that's one of the primary things that we do for clients, is to review the titling and the beneficiaries on all of their accounts, all of their assets. And what happens if you own an asset, I don't care what it is, checking, savings, house, doesn't matter. You own it in your individual name and you passed away yesterday, that asset has to go through probate before it can get to the beneficiaries that you want it to go to.
That's nasty.
Now that's a tip.
Yeah.
So the tip is, if you want to avoid probate at your death, you must title your assets appropriately. Appropriately is either joint ownership, owning the assets in a trust, or having what we call a transfer on death designation on the account. Those are the three ways to own the assets.
Can you explain that last one?
Sure. When you have an IRA or a 401k or a life insurance policy or an annuity, the first thing they want to know is, well, who's your beneficiary if you pass on? But they don't do that on checking and savings accounts, and they don't care if you own real estate individually. So you have to be aware enough and knowledgeable enough to know that I need to either own it jointly in a trust, or I need to put what we call a TOD, a transfer on death. So it's like naming a beneficiary for your checking and savings accounts.
Okay. So this would involve anyone who has been through a divorce, perhaps.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, life events will make you change your titling and beneficiaries on your accounts. Just going through life. I mean, you know, it's all about avoiding probate, Rod. And the way to avoid probate is to simply not have any assets in your name alone. You can own it jointly. You could own it in a family trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking about a revocable trust. I don't want to get people confused. There are many different kinds of trusts, but the one I'm talking about, you control the assets until you die. You're the trustee.
Right.
Same tax ID, everything.
So it's okay to have different assets jointly.
Absolutely. You want to either have them jointly in the trust or a transfer on death. And I find that the easiest thing for folks to do with checking and savings is to go down to the bank and just tell the service department that you want to add a beneficiary to your checking and savings. Otherwise, what you need to do is, if you have a trust and you wanted to title the account in the name of the trust, you would have to close the account you're in and open a brand new account, change all of your automatic deductions, and all your bills that go out automatically would have to be moved over to the new account. It's a royal pain in the neck. So what I'm advising clients and people listening to do is go down to the bank,
mm-hmm,
and tell the service people that you want to name a beneficiary for your checking and your savings account. And if you have a money market account, whatever you have, a CD, whatever it is, you want to add a transfer on death to those accounts.
Okay. And by the way, when you reach out to Mike at 857-342-1030 or through marshallwealth.com, that's Marshall with two L's, marshallwealth.com, your company, which is, you know, Marshall Wealth Management, it's one-stop shopping. I mean, it's you do everything there.
We do.
Under one roof.
Yes, we do. And like I've said in the past, it's not a coincidence. We designed it as such.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's what I find is that it's very, very convenient for clients to be able to come to one location, be able to meet with multiple experts and specialists on various different subjects, taxes, estate, insurance, investments, all in the same building. And what I've found is that nothing slips through the cracks. Mm-hmm. When we're all in a meeting, there could be three of us in a meeting with one client. And the clients love the fact that they've got the three specialists in there with them discussing their specific situation. It's client service to the nth degree, and it was designed that way so that we could provide these services for our clients in a very unique and comfortable situation.
Yeah, and when people call you, you do an X-ray of their stuff.
Right.
Am I allowed to call it stuff?
Stuff is, that's a layman's term, stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a typical layman.
I would say we ask them for copies of all of their documents.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Investment statements.
Right.
Estate planning documents, a copy of their tax return. All of this information is processed by us, and what we have in the end after we do our analysis is we have an X-ray of the client's current situation, a snapshot, if you will. And that's the beginning. And from there, we can talk to the client about what we see as problem areas. No different than if you were to go and have a doctor's appointment. And they did an X-ray on your knee.
Mm-hmm.
And now the doctor's going to read the X-ray to you and recommend a strategy to get you back on your feet. We do the exact same thing. We help people who are confused, frustrated, don't have the time, temperament, or training to do it themselves.
Yeah, and you can do that, folks. It's very easy to schedule a call, a video meeting, or attend an upcoming event because you do have events.
We do. We have these financial planning workshops.
Yeah.
They're educational and informational by nature. In other words, we provide a lot of great information to the people that attend the workshops. However, if they want to apply all this information to their specific situation, they need to follow up and give us a call and schedule a complimentary, no-cost consultation, whether it's on the phone, through Zoom, or in our beautiful offices in Braintree.
857-342-1030. That's the phone number to reach Mike Marshall at Marshall Wealth Management. And also online at marshallwealth.com. That's Marshall with two L's, by the way. Make sure you put those two L's in there when you're on the World Wide Web. Marshallwealth.com. And also on your Facebook page, which is very, very interesting for those of you who dabble in the social media aspect of keeping in touch with different people.
Thank you, sir.
You're quite welcome. Tip of the week. Now, we're going to have another tip of the week next week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, we're going to have a different one, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to have the most impactful tip of the week, something that applies to your situation, something that you can utilize.
I just want to go over the tip of the week this week again, let people know that, in a nutshell, don't own any assets in your individual name if you want to avoid probate at death.
That is correct. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Only it's not so simple getting to that point.
Right.
We would take pleasure in helping a client design a strategy to satisfy that, get assets out of their name, and so they avoid probate at death.
And one of the keys there is to make sure that everything is joint as compared to individual.
Right. It's the only individual is the designation that's going to get you in trouble. So if you have a joint account, I don't want you worried about it. Joint checking, joint savings, joint investment account, no problem. It's when you own these assets individually is when we run into issues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not going to be an issue with me, but thank you very much.
Mike, I wouldn't let that happen, Rod.
I know you wouldn't because you have my back and you also have your clients' back as well.
Yes, we do.
Mike Marshall, CEO and founder of Marshall Wealth Management. 857-342-1030 on the World Wide Web. I nobody says www anymore. You notice that?
I have.
Yeah, it's all just, marshallwealth.com.
I think it's a given now. Everybody knows you have to put www in front of everything.
I think so.
Even well, I know that.
Yeah, me too. Marshallwealth.com, Marshall with two L's, and also check out his Facebook page. Again, this is Marshall Wealth Radio on WRKO. Along with Mike Marshall, I'm Rod Fritz.
The views and opinions expressed herein are those of the participants of the show and may or may not represent the views of Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment. The material presented is provided for informational purposes only. All investments are subject to risk, including the risk of principal loss. Advisory services offered through Capital Analysts or Lincoln Investment, registered investment advisors. Securities offered through Lincoln Investment, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC, www.lincolninvestment.com. Marshall Wealth Management and the above firms are independent and not affiliated. Insurance, legal, tax, or Social Security claiming services are not offered through or supervised by the Lincoln Investment Companies. WRKO and Rod Fritz are not affiliated with Lincoln Investment or Capital Analysts.